When it comes to reporting on the arts, we're used to talking about paintings, new musical compositions, literary releases, that sort of thing. This time around, Artwork's Yael Cassander asks us to consider a category of objects that, admittedly, one most often encounters in a heap on the laundry room floor.
I like the sailor outfit.
I like the sailor outfit, too.
How about this cowboy outfit? Do you like that?
Yeah. That's a cowgirl outfit.
It's a cowgirl outfit. Yeah.
I think too often we see something small and think, oh, isn't that cute? And then that's where it stops.
Kate Rowald is the curator of the Sage Historic Costume Collection at Indiana University. She had me wondering, beyond being cute, is children's clothing really all that meaningful?
Can we take stock of our values as a culture by looking at children's clothing?
If a girl always has ruffles and the boy always has a train or a gun, what's the message? Mm-hmm.
It's considerations such as these that Rowald and assistant curator Kelly Richardson hoped to raise with the exhibition Child's Play, displaying selected items of children's clothing from the Sage Collection at the Monroe County History Center.
The Sage Collection currently has holdings in excess of 24,000 pieces, including men's, women's, and children's clothing, and accessories and related documentation, magazines, books, etc. Collecting started in 1913 when Elizabeth Sage was appointed as the first professor of textiles and clothing at Indiana University and was named in her honor in 1937 when she retired.
Well, it was kind of serendipitous.
Kelly Richardson curated the Child's Play exhibition.
We were talking about doing an exhibition of children's clothing, and then last summer a family came to us. And this family had a number of really nice pieces that they wanted to donate. And sort of the star of the show was this sailor suit from the late 19th century.
Though not much worn now, the sailor suit was at one time ubiquitous.
It started in England, I think in 1846, when Queen Victoria had her youngest son, Albert, painted in a little miniature version of the Royal Navy sailor suit.
The sailor suit represented nationalistic fervor for the seafaring British, and the trend caught on in the States by century's end. The sailor suit donated to the Sage Collection served as a point of departure for the curators.
It really took us on a look towards sailor suits as being really a continual representation of sort of the innocence of childhood.
Would you guys have worn that sailor outfit?
I guess if I was a sailor.
Yeah, but I'm not a sailor. I guess if I was a sailor.
Ah, the innocence of childhood and other notions that adults have represented quite literally on the backs and fronts of their children. The idea of the androgyny of early childhood, for example, prevailed through the first few decades of the 20th century.
Boys were wearing dresses.
Kate explained.
So boys were breeched when they were anywhere from 6 to 8 years old. That means that they were allowed to wear breeches. Prior to that time, skirts and dresses. So this little white dress in the corner was Chancellor Wells's dress as a child.
Sometime after he started wearing breeches, the legendary longtime chancellor of the university became a great supporter of the Sage Collection. But the ritualistic costuming of children didn't go away a century ago. Dressing our kids to convey our values and beliefs has been a persistent practice. Kelly pointed out some contemporary infant wear on display.
We have one child in a soft yellow onesie with a silkscreen peace sign with a dove, holding hands with another young child in a black onesie with a silkscreen grenade on. I think there's a lot of parents now who sort of grew up in counterculture and punk rock trends who are becoming parents now and placing their own values on the clothing that their children wear. But it's happened for a while. You think about hippies putting their kids in tie-dye clothes or maybe no clothes at all. Aspirational dressing in the 80s with, children of yuppies.
And that certainly didn't begin or end in the 80s. Dressing to impress is not just for the business world, but the playground or the swimming pool.
The little girl swimsuit is a Ralph Lauren, has a little Ralph Lauren logo. So, I mean, it's not just the children's brands, it's the adult brands that have been used on children's clothing as well. The children picked it up pretty early.
So what else are kids picking up, since it's definitely not their clothes? Maybe it's the idea that attire is a form of self-expression, and since modern parents tend to encourage that a bit more than our forebears, it's only natural that kids would start making their own choices about what to wear earlier and earlier.
I like some parts of it, but I don't like others. Mm-hmm. I guess I like that belt.
The belt, yeah. I like the pants and the belt and the shirt.
I think that a lot of parenting ideas changed as the baby boomers became parents. The lifestyles that they led as children was so much more restrictive, and they felt the need to express different parenting notions, and they also wanted to be more comfortable and casual and approachable. And I think that's what's led to a lot of the changes that have happened in fashion as well as other aspects of life.
As children increasingly decide for themselves what to wear, there are some interesting results. On the one hand, many more kids leave the house looking like ragamuffins than would have 50 years ago. At the same time, children's outfits seem to have become almost inappropriately sophisticated. We paused in front of a girls' sportswear ensemble from the 70s.
This already looks like something Cheryl Teagues would have worn.
I agree. And in fact, one of the interesting notions we came up with while we were developing this exhibit was that the kind of clothing that adults wear on the street today is perhaps more reminiscent of children's play clothes in the stretchy pants and the athletic wear, the warm-up suits, the t-shirts and jeans, which during the 50s or 60s, no one would have conceived of wearing that kind of clothing on the sidewalks. You know, it was not public kind of clothing, but really looks like the kind of pull-on pants and t-shirts that children wear. So in a certain way, we're starting to think that adult clothing is becoming more infantilized, whereas children's clothing continues to be sort of forced into adulthood, perhaps prematurely.
So much for innocence, or even for getting your 7-year-old into that darling sailor suit.
You wouldn't have worn that?
No.
Why wouldn't you wear it?
I don't know. I guess it's not really my style.
I would have worn it.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Yael Cassander.
The exhibition Child's Play, Aesthetics, Gender, and Children's Clothing is on view at the Monroe County History Center through February 27th. You can get more historical background and see photos on a blog by the curators of the show. Find a link at wfiu.org/artworks.